Okay, it's it's 7 o'clock, and we have a sufficient number to start. So I'm going to call this meeting to order.
Ms. Anderson.
I'm here.
Mr. Dennett.
Here.
Ms. Amos.
Here.
Ammons. I'm sorry.
Ammons.
Ammons. Okay. Mr. Jones. Mr. Langenheim is absent. Mr. Kurtz. Mr. Mosier's absent. Mr. Schrader. And Ms. Wysocki.
Here.
Form established with two out.
I need a motion to approve the agenda for this evening. Motion by Mr. Schrader, seconded by Mr. Kurtz. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. We have two sets of minutes to approve, those from November 10th of 2008 and December 18th of 2008.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Ammons, seconded by Ms. Anderson. Any discussion of either set of minutes? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Correspondence. We have on page 22 a letter from the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency, followed by one from Ameren Illinois Utilities. Can someone move to at least put these on file?
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Ammons, seconded by Mr. Kurtz. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Just a couple of announcements from the chair before we get into
Sorry,
tonight.
Ms. Wysocki.
Yes.
Can I just ask you back on those two letters that we put on file, or at least to announce for the members that the Champaign County Healthcare Consumers is also working on this project that is spoken of by Ameren Utility in this letter. And so there are several events that's held in the community for which this issue is raised that board members can, and I'll notify by email when the next meeting is so that you can actually go out and speak to some of the residents and see what's happening with the issue on 5th and Hill.
Okay. Thank you. Two items to report on. In case you were not at a policy meeting last week and had not heard the word, that the ZBA is now complete in its membership with the board chair's decision to appoint Paul Palmgren to the last vacant position. Doug Bloom has satisfied the requirements in order to continue or to be the next chair of ZBA, and those two appointments will be confirmed at the county board meeting on the 22nd. The other, I assume some of you have gotten, or some of this has gone through in the mail, but there are now sort of a plethora of wind farm forums and tours that at least need to be brought to your attention in the event that people are interested in finding out more. In no particular order, the one is this one from that came in a mailing from Illinois State University. You've all got this. This one is scheduled for February 4th of 2009 in Peoria. There is, I learned on Friday, and it was simply given to me as a heads up, and I believe there will be an invitation coming shortly, that the Farm Bureau has made arrangements for a tour of the wind farm site in Bloomington. That invitation is going to be held on Saturday, February 7th, beginning around 8:30 in the morning, and probably wrapping up early afternoon. They are extending invitations to members of the county board, the ZBA, RPC, LMRP, what other alphabetical and acronym? There's one or two more. But anyhow, they have made arrangements for township highway people. That was the other group. The Farm Bureau has made arrangements for essentially our counterparts to meet us in Bloomington. So there will be a county board member there, at least one county board member, a highway commissioner. There will be an owner. There will be a neighbor. There will be some other pertinent people. But I suppose most importantly is that it gives individuals a chance to get right up close to one of these turbines. So you will receive an invitation probably toward the end of this week. I just want to say in advance that we have some open meetings issues that have to be resolved in the event that two or more board members choose to go. So I think at some point we will ask how many are definitely interested in doing this so that we can do the whatever's necessary to comply with the Open Meetings Act. So we'll see how we can best work this. Mr. Weibel?
I informed Christina today that I think she should look into posting it no matter what, because it won't take that many to violate the Open Meetings Act. So I think we should just go ahead and plan on posting it and do whatever we can to avoid that possibility.
Mr. Kurtz.
May I ask a question concerning the letter on page 14?
No.
What's that?
No.
No. Okay.
And that letter, just to clarify, that letter is included simply because it was one of the handouts given in the.
I was just curious because of the problems they were having with their turbines.
Yeah, there is also there's a third opportunity in there. And perhaps Susan has a little few more details than I do at this point. Long story short, Champaign County is part of a six-county regional development group, which includes Vermilion, Champaign, Douglas, Piatt, Ford, and Iroquois. Their focus is on economic development side of this, not necessarily on the land use side of wind farms. And it was at their December meeting that they made the decision that collectively they all wanted to have a greater understanding of wind farms in their, as it affects their counties in terms of economic development, and had therefore charged Susan Chevarria to put together a bit of a forum with that perspective in mind. The plans are to hold this, when are we looking now?
It's tentatively scheduled for Friday, January 30th in the morning.
Okay.
And I would like to also point out that there is another wind farm forum that has not been mentioned yet.
Oh, okay.
And it complicates our attempts to put a forum together and what we should focus on so we don't trample on these other agendas that are very close by. So on February 5th, Thursday, February 5th, from 12 to 1 at the Illinois Sustainable Technology Center, there is a Wind Farms in Central Illinois seminar presented by Randy Lloyd of the McLean County UIUC Extension Office.
Okay.
I can send something out.
Mr. Weibel?
Actually, I think I sent that out in my notes to the county board a couple weeks ago, so it might give you a reason to go back and read them second time or maybe the first time.
Because of these other forums that are going on, we are probably going to lessen our agenda because of the other things that are very similar. And it's going to probably be more of an information sharing session for the EDD members and those who would like to attend, of course. I'm trying to get two different speakers in, but they have not confirmed yet.
Okay. So no one should have an excuse to not know anything about wind farms after the end of February. So please take notice to these announcements as they come before you. It certainly would be good to select at least one of these, if not more, to attend with the idea of enhancing your knowledge base and information about wind farms and particularly the slant that each of these forums are offering. So see what you can do as far as arranging your schedule to attend one of those, one or more of those. Okay. Next is public participation. Don't have anyone to speak. Okay. We have three. We have three additional recreation licenses to approve. The board would entertain an omnibus motion for these three. Motion by Mr. Jones, seconded by Mr. Dennitz. Is there any discussion on any or all of these? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next item is the joint Champaign County, City of Champaign Enterprise Zone Boundary Agreement. This is the information in your book, beginning on page 63. We have Terry Legner here from the City of Champaign to offer whatever questions or comments you might have. Could we first get a motion on the table? Motion by Ms. Ammons, seconded by Mr. Dennitz. Discussion? Terry, am I correct in that the City of Champaign has already voted on this?
Yes, the City Council voted last Tuesday on this and recommended unanimously for the amendment.
Okay. Any other? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Terry.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I would ask this be left off the consent agenda because I will be abstaining. I've known the principal owner for 20 years. I also know one of the secondary owners for an equal long time, and I'm still friends with them.
Okay.
So I will be abstaining.
Okay. Okay. Next, we have a number of updates. Susan, are you doing all of these? Three of these? Two of them. Okay. You want to come forward and give us an update on the land resource management plan and, I assume, the hazardous mitigation?
Land resource management plan. We are making progress. We have the steering committee that last met on December 18th of 2008, and we finally got through goal four. It took us seven meetings, but we did it. We have also gone through the majority of Goal 1 and Goal 2, and we anticipate, according to the handout that I provided you this evening, to finish up with the goals in April, hopefully right before planting season. So we're thinking positively and looking ahead to the next stages, which should already have been started according to the original work plan. The steering committee has agreed to meet twice a month from here through basically stage four to try to make up some of the time that's been lost in the very thorough discussions they've been having. And so with two meetings per month, we anticipate getting through the steering committee meetings by late August. And then add about 6 or 7 months to that, we'll be at the end of our project. We have a six-month approval process that goes through ELUC, County Board, public hearing, and probably also a 30-day public comment period. So with that, we have a new anticipated deadline for the project of spring 2010 rather than October of 2009. Are there any questions about the LRMP? Okay, hazard mitigation plan. That project is going along pretty well. We anticipate having that one done middle of this year. And a handout I provided to you tonight is about a survey that Susan Monty is requesting input on. It's an online survey available only through this week. So this is kind of your official invitation as ELEC members for feeling free to fill out the survey to contribute to the hazard mitigation plan. And she provides more information on that project in that same handout. Yes.
So does this plan then just apply to the areas outside of the municipalities or the whole county?
The hazard mitigation plan applies to all the municipalities as well as the county.
Susan, I noticed that the hazard, there's nothing specific for ice storms.
Yes, that would fall under the severe winter storms.
Severe winter storms?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
I guess another question is, when you say you want input, does that mean just ranking what you think we want to work on or suggestions about...
I believe the survey does provide, you know, some multiple choice questions as well as some open input opportunities for you.
And how is this a response from, you want a response from the public or a response from just us as elected officials or...
We're seeking input from anyone. We did public announcements so that the public can go in and give the responses. We also specifically would like most from the participating agencies, such as ESDA and others, so that we get an official response and also any elected officials okay. as well.
But there has been publicity
yes.
and something to encourage people to look for this site and
yes.
respond.
Okay. Yes, there has.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Hall, you're going to talk about Chatham again?
Yes, with the new session of the General Assembly, our representatives contacted staff about resubmitting the bill. And the deadline is early February, so they were wanting a quick answer. So at this time, Representative Jacobson is planning to submit House Bill 2518, just like it was last time. Some of you may be aware of we actually sort of had two representatives going to bat for us the last session. Representative Jacobson had her bill. And Representative Rose was a co-sponsor of a bill with Representative Poe from Sangamon County. The Poe bill attempted to fix the Chatham decision for all counties, whether or not even the counties had zoning. It attempted to fix it for all counties. That bill did not make it out of the House Rules Committee. 2518, which was sponsored by Representative Jacobson, which was the one specific to Champaign County, was passed out of the House, and then it stalled in the Senate Rules Committee. So technically there is still this debate about which is the best way to go, and at this time Representative Jacobson is proceeding with an identical bill to House Bill 2518. So that's the update on Chatham. I really don't know anything that could be done differently this time to increase the chances of passage. I have no reason to doubt that it'll get out of the House, but I don't know what can be done in the Senate.
Oh, Mr. Weibel?
I met with Ms. Jacobson and Mr. Frakes last week, and both said they indicate to push these bills forward. Mr. Frakes said he would push it through the Senate. He indicated that he had learned that apparently there was some sort of two-year rule that they couldn't, would not do another one of these after they apparently did one 2 years ago. And that of course, this is an informal agreement, I think, among legislatures. Apparently that's expired, so he thinks the chances are better. But he will introduce it in the Senate, and also City of Champaign has indicated that they will shepherd this through, so Trish Crowley will be sending them information, and presumably will be sending reports back to us, too.
I asked Senator Frerich say anything about the new Senate president, if Cullerton might be more apt to let something like this work its way through?
Actually, we did not discuss that. We talked more about Blagojevich case, but also about the federal initiative to provide money for jobs. About like where the money might be going and things like that, and how it would get here. That was probably more of a bigger subject. And unfortunately, we don't have any answers for that either.
Anything else on Chatham? Okay. An update on the zoning ordinance for wind farms?
Okay. I hope the memo here covers the information that was requested. I was requested to do an update on wind farms. So I reviewed the background of the past four committee meetings, which brings us up to date. Case 634-AT-08 has been docketed to open at the Zoning Board of Appeals on February 12th. And at this Thursday's meeting, unless I get a sense of the committee that is not for this, I will ask that the ZBA suspend their rules and docket that case as the exclusive case for the next four meetings. So that would be February 12, February 26, March 12, and March 26. That's going to hold up two existing cases for about a month, which means two citizens who have gotten their applications in after that case was docketed, their decision will be put off for about a month. We moved four other cases ahead based on when the full application was received and doing all we could to move everybody ahead. But in order to reserve four ZBA meetings, some people have to wait. If the committee has a problem with that, I can change that approach, but that's the way I plan to proceed. If things go better, those cases may be able to be moved up March 26th or perhaps even March 12th, but I wouldn't anticipate that. We'll move them up if we can.
Mr. Weibel.
Barb, that's just for Mr. Hall. Could you clarify what role county board members can have at ZBA meetings?
Quiet observers.
Okay, thank you.
I think that's best.
Anything else? Okay. Monthly reports.
I did not get the monthly reports together today. They'll have to come next month.
Okay. Is there any other business? Yeah. Do you want to speak to this issue, sir? Okay. Okay. Well, the matter sailed through without any questions, so it doesn't get much better than that. Well, thank you for coming. No, that's no problem. Okay, thank you. Okay, so we have no items for the consent agenda. We will put item 10 on the regular agenda so that Mr. Weibel can abstain. The recreation and entertainment licenses do not need county board approval. So I guess we are done for the evening. Is there a motion to adjourn? Motion by Mr. Dennett, seconded by Mr. Kurtz. All those in favor say aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
She also does nuisances, too.